bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
Hello, and welcome to WDOT Port Washington's Christmas special. I'm here with...
Houseman.
Holiday special, not Christmas
Houseman,
special.
Houseman,
it's come a on. Holiday special.
It's a non-denominational holiday show. Come on now, let's be real, let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real.
It's the Love Miss special. It's the Love Miss. We're celebrating
and,
Love Miss.
You know what, before we start, this is Nikki Doggy Diesel. So, I just want to, you know what, Loveland, tell me what you better look out for. Take it away. This is... The Loveland Crew. Remember, WDOT, you're listening to the Loveland Crew.
One, two, three, four. You better look out. You better not cry. The Nicky Doggy Diesel will tell you why. Loveland Crew is coming to town. Loveland's Crew is coming to town. Loveland's Crew is coming to town. Phil's making an order and checking it twice. Who the heck orders 10 quarts of fried rice?
I do.
Loveland's Crew is coming to town. Loveland's Crew is coming to town. Loveland's Crew is coming to town.
Caruso knows when you are sleeping. And Puck, he loves to bake. Brooks can't go one day without cursing, so censor him for goodness sake. Baumgart's not here, but who the heck cares?
Silver's now here, but he does jack squat. This is WDOT, you're on the dot.
Hey!
Woo! Loveland's Crew is coming to town.
How are you doing today, Mr. Philip Houseman?
I'm doing pretty good on our non-denominational Love Miss party.
Actually, I think it's time for a very special event we have here in the WDOT studio. I think it's time for our first annual candy cane duel.
Let's go.
Houseman,
this is DJ Steve
Houseman Steve. Versus Steven Silver.
Let's get ready to rumble.
You're here with Nikki.
Touch canes.
And we're going to set the ground rules here. Jake Lubin's going to check your candy canes to check if they're not too sharp. Make sure they're not too sharp.
I have a question.
Not too much violence.
Is this like Lair?
This is like Lair.
Okay, let me see the candy canes. Put the candy canes up. Good.
Okay.
Good. All right.
Lubin is our referee.
No touching of the body. Only sword. No.
You got your no Steven Silver in the red shirt on the right. Philip Houseman in your orange sweatshirt on the left.
No stabbing under the waist. Let's be clean here. You heard the rules in the locker room. Let's have a good fight. Begin. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, and Houseman, he steps back. He's looking.
Houseman.
Oh, a shatter of a cane.
Houseman's going in strong.
Oh,
trying to set the pace. Silver. His candy cane is broken. His candy cane's broken.
Houseman
gets poked.
Stabs Houseman. Houseman goes
Oh my
down.
Gosh. Silver's.
Silver.
Listen up.
Two shot.
Houseman is making a comeback. Mr. Clapp is on the edge of his seat. Wait, but I think we have a winner. Do we have a winner? We have a winner. Mr. Clapp is jumping right now for Houseman.
Hold on one second. You have your 5'6", 130-pound Steven Silver in the red shirt, and he is your first annual Candy Cane Champion! Right. Let's give a round of applause.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you, Mr. Caruso, and now we're here with Philip Houseman. Houseman, what do you think about that fight?
Well, it wasn't very fun to get stabbed with Candy Cane, I'll tell you that much.
Let me tell you something. Do you think you took that home?
Not at all.
When the first time you ever saw the Steven, what was going through your mind?
I'm totally going to beat this guy.
When are we going to see when the champions come?
Next time that happens, what will we see?
a victory on my part, no doubt.
Well, he's talking.
Couldn't have said it better without
talking much. And I'm here with your champion, Steven Silver. Steven, how does it feel?
You know, I tried my hardest.
They love you, Steven.
No big deal. I do what I
we
do.
We love you, Steven.
What are we gonna do next time you play?
We love you, Steven.
You know what? Next time. It's not really competition with anyone. I really just take the victory, and I just see it in their eyes. I see how scared they get, like, Houseman. I just took him out right away. It was pretty easy.
Good for you. Congrats. And what are we going to say when the Chief Steven comes?
I guess we're going to have to say, watch out.
All right. Thank you for the first annual Candy Game Fight, and we're going to send it back up to the studio to Nicky Doggy Diesel.
Wow, what we can do. So Matt, what'd you think about that? We are chiming in from live WDOT studios. What'd you think about that?
Well, I really had Houseman to win. I didn't see Silver coming out. I really didn't see Silver coming out and winning, but I mean, Silver really gave it to him. So, I mean, I want to see a rematch sometime
you know,
in the future next year.
Oh, definitely.
Next year, the non-denominational classic Candy Cane fight will hopefully be a little better. Hopefully it'll be a longer fight. But, you know, Houseman held his own. I will say, even though we got stabbed to start with, you know, Silver's a tough opponent. He's tall, he's big. So, next time. Next
to work
time.
With, and Houseman was very pushed. Houseman just kept his ground, and once Steven's cane got broken,
I thought he lost it.
I think he had it. Houseman thought he had it, but then Steven came back with that little stub, and
the counter was deadly.
Yeah, put him to the ground.
You saw it here with myself.
I have a question. Had it been Alexandre Houseman and not Philippe, do you think the outcome would have been different?
Well, I mean, I've never seen Alexandre in one of these fights, but I know Philippe is very strong on his feet. I don't know from his, what's that, Houseman, that game you play, paintball or?
Airsoft.
Airsoft, yeah.
Can't go a day without airsoft.
Saying them again, all the deers.
All right, and I think we should move on to another song performed by Smilver and House.
But before that, we are going to take a quick break for a PSA. Drinking karaoke, please listen to this public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. Greg decides to freestyle rap. It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Just reminding you, here at WDOT, we want you to have a safe holiday season, and please don't ruin it being stupid by drunk driving. So please, if you choose to celebrate the holidays, make sure A, you're over 21, and B, celebrate responsibly.
Wonderful non-denominational holiday show. And here, we are going to listen to the one and only Smilver, a.k.a. Steven, the Wonder Boy Smilver, and Felipe, the actor, the Russian accent, Houseman.
2012 is in the building, folks.
Or it's Smilver or Steven.
2012 is in the building.
Silver.
2012 is in the building.
We are going to listen to them sing a wonderful song. Here we go.
Let's go.
On the first day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me a nice big plate of sushi.
On the second day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me two of the Houseman's and a nice big plate of sushi.
On the third day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me three Lubbock's cubes, both of the Houseman's and a nice big pail of sushi.
On the fourth day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me four Rosetta Stone tapes, three Lubbock's cubes, both of the Houseman's, and a nice big plate of sushi.
On the fifth day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me five more pounds of sushi, four Rosetta Stone tapes, three Lubbock's cubes, both of the Houseman's, and a nice big plate of sushi.
On the sixth day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me six Slapstickers, five more pounds of sushi. Four Rosetta Stone tapes, three Lubbock's cubes, both of the Houseman's and the nice big place of sushi.
On the seventh day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me seven Mr. Claftall, six Slapstickers, five more pounds of sushi. Four Rosetta Stone tapes, three Lubbock's cubes, both of the Houseman's and a nice big place of sushi.
On the eighth day of love, Miss Jake Lublin got for me
Never mind, this is getting boring.
Yes, it is. So, I don't understand, guys. How can I get both of the Housemans when I'm one of the Housemans?
You are that good. You are that talented.
You know what? It takes a great person to say that. So, congratulations to you, Felipe Houseman.
Felipe, I have a question. Felipe, when was it when you changed your name from Philip to Felipe?
Never. My name has always been Philip.
Wait up. Is that me? I hear a caller calling in. It is, the label is from, it is from Russia. Is a Russian number calling into WDOT. Hold on, we're going to patch you in. This is a live interview straight from Russia. Danny Baumgart is on the dot in Russia. All right, and we're going to take you here with Matt Brooks, who's from the studio.
All right, Danny, how are we doing today? How's Russia?
Hello.
Hello.
Do you hear? Hello, do you hear me?
I hear you fine.
We hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I am in Russia.
How is it there? Is it cold?
Temperature is all right. I am sweatshirt weather.
Sweatshirt weather, so like minus 10? Minus 10 there?
Minus?
Winter jack weather.
What's a minus?
Less than zero.
Put on your jacket, mister! Oh, sorry, this was my mother. Mother, I'll be in soon. Okay, Pillo. All right,
So, Danny, how is it in Russia? How do you celebrate the holidays there in Russia?
Holidays in Russia. In Russia, we not allowed to speak of holiday. We just celebrate, like, a big celebrate, presents. Big celebrate.
Now, is it true, or is this just a urban legend, that you were still forced to celebrate Joseph Stalin during the holiday season?
Pillow, put on your clothes! I said, Mother, I'll be right there!
I believe it's Jacob Eisenberg.
Okay!
We had a confrontation.
Was that recorded?
Yes, that was, but that is now deleted, so not everyone's going to know about what you just said.
See, I did not mean to say that. myself, not like man, it's Joseph Stalin holiday, you say an urban legend, here it's a rural legend.
Pillow, watch your language.
I said I'll be right there, I'm coming.
Don't drop your knees on the way down.
Okay, Philippe. No rural legend there, not too much, sometime.
Alright, so, what is the popularity of WDOT Port Washington in Russia? Do people listen to it a lot?
What you say?
How popular is WDOT in Russia? Do people listen to it a lot?
You mean the dot?
The dot, yes. Oh. The dot.
Everyone in the center, everyone listen to the WDOT 5:30 a.m. Everyone in there.
Is that true? Or you just...
What do you think? I'm a liar? Who are you?
Quick trivia, where are we broadcasting from?
We are broadcasting you or me?
No.
You're in Russia.
I'm in Russia, yes. Home.
We're in Paul D. Schreiber High School, Port Washington, New York.
Yeah, famous.
101 Campus Drive.
All right. My mother's calling me.
All right, have a good day, Danny.
I'm coming, all right.
Pillow, put on some clothes.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, have a good day. Thank Danny for checking in all the way from Russia, all the other side of the world. But right now, as we transition back to right here in the studio, I wrote a little song for the holiday season. It goes to the tune of Hanukkah, Hanukkah, although this is a non-denominational holiday celebration.
It's Hanukkah.
We don't know. WDOT, WDOT, we're so glad to have you. Let's celebrate the holiday, whether you're a Catholic or a Jew. Gather around the station, only if you wish. Most of the cast is Jewish, so here's a condition.
Hey!
Holly, our hosting Port's number one radio show. We ask if you tune in, you'll triple our listeners. And for this act, we will thank you. But you don't have to, only if you want to. Please, we are begging of you.
Hey, opa!
That was good!
Welcome back to the show, and we have special member from 2012, Felipe Houseman,
a.k.a.
Oleg
Karpov.
Oleg's here.
I'm happy to be on show with you guys.
Oh, well, we're happy to talk to you.
Before World End, of course.
Ole, 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 ole.
Ole,
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 ole, ole, ole, ole,
ole,
ole,
ole,
ole,
ole.
All right, Houseman. I remember a scene from the movie when your father, what was his name?
His name, well, his real name or character name?
Character name.
Well, I can't tell you that. It's a secret.
Do you have some sort of stomach ache or something?
Oh, yeah, that candy cane fight, really, it got to me.
All right, Houseman, one last question from you. What did you think about the action scene where you were thrown up to the top of the boat
by
your
father? It was very exciting.
It was an arc, by the way.
We were able to escape the end of the world using this boat.
I have a question. You're saying the end of the world, but wouldn't have that already happened? Because I watched the movie.
No, we in Hollywood, we have the time travel. We can go wherever we want. Anytime.
All right. Felipe, saying them all the deers.
Sorry to interrupt all you. Well, it was good talking to you, Houseman. And we have a couple minutes left here. Let's send it back to the studio.
All right. As part of our holiday celebration, we should give you a promo about some of the holiday season. The Key Club here at Paul D. Schreiber High School is running a toy drive. So please, look within your hearts to give a toy or two, or as many or as little as you wish, to those who are less fortunate than us. Just one toy, no matter how big nor how small, no matter the cost, can make a huge difference in a child's life.
A very big difference.
So please, find it somewhere in your heart and give a smile to someone this holiday season and return the favor. Thank you.
All right, we have 1 minute left. Studio, anything left for us?
Yes.
Well, this holiday season, I think we really just hit the nail. I think we did a fantastic job with this holiday show.
And this is going to end the show. So everyone listening, the All-American Rejects, it ends tonight.
Countdown.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye. DJ Steve is Steve.
Your subtle tears, they're strangled.